Japanese One Piece singer stopped mid-show in Shanghai as CCP maintains pressure. The recent cancellations of Japanese stars' performances in China have sparked complaints and discussions about the economic repercussions for Chinese businesses amid Beijing's retaliation campaign against Tokyo. In one of the latest incidents, Maki Atsuki, who sang the first ending theme, Memories, for the popular Japanese anime One Piece, had her performance in Shanghai cut short. Video clips posted on social media from the November 28th performance show that the light suddenly dimmed and the sound was cut off as Atsuki was singing. Two staff members then rushed onto the stage. One snatched the microphone from Atsuki's hand while the other spoke to her. Within seconds, she was led off stage, leaving the audience members stunned and confused. One video posted to X by Joseph Wu, Taiwan's National Security Council chief, shows. Atsuki's agency later said that due to unavoidable circumstances, the show had to be stopped urgently, even though it was in the middle of the performance, according to a statement released on her official website. In separate statements on Weibo, the Chinese organizer announced that the subsequent events planned for the next 2 days had been canceled. Atsuki's performance is part of the Japanese anime event Bandai Namco Festival, initially set to run from November 28th to 30th in Shanghai. The incident is the latest in a series of disruptions to Japanese cultural events in China as the Chinese Communist Party ramps up its pressure campaign in retaliation against Japanese Prime Minister Sanai Takaichi's remarks on Taiwan. These comments, made during a parliamentary session on November 7th, framed a potential Chinese military action against Taiwan as a survival-threatening situation for Japan, potentially justifying collective self-defense. Ayumi Hamasaki, a Japanese pop singer, saw her concert in Shanghai canceled on November 28th, just a day before she was set to take the stage. The organizer cited force majeure for the last-minute cancellation in a Weibo statement, prompting a wave of complaints on the tightly controlled social media platform. A Weibo user who shared his location in Shanghai expressed disappointment, saying that he had just stepped off the plane for the concert. "This is really ridiculous," wrote another user on Weibo. "The concert is supposed to be held tomorrow, but you only announced the cancellation today. What about the flights and hotel bookings we had already paid for?" Hamasaki later took to Instagram to thank the input of Japanese and Chinese team members on the concert, along with photos showing her performing at an empty venue in Shanghai. With 14,000 empty seats, but felt so much love of TAs from all over the world, it was one of the most unforgettable shows ever to me, she wrote on Instagram on November 31st. Hu Shijin, former editor of China's state-run Global Times tabloid and a high-profile commentator, weighed in on social media on November 30th, describing the suspension of Japanese artists' performances as part of Beijing's broader retaliation against Tokyo. Hu cautioned that such a sudden cancellation could have economic consequences for China itself. This includes financial losses incurred by Chinese contractors and local authorities, especially in the transportation and hospitality sectors. "The loss to us may have exceeded the loss to the Japanese side," Hu wrote in a Weibo post. Lin Jian, a spokesperson for China's foreign ministry, said he would not comment on social and commercial activities when asked about the cancellation of Japanese performer shows. "I suggest you contact the organizers," Lin told reporters at the press conference in Beijing on December 1st. He reiterated the CCP's demand, calling on Japan to retract its remarks regarding Taiwan. In a show of support, two major cities in Taiwan, Taipei and Kaohsiung, have extended warm invitations to Hamasaki to hold a concert there. "Concerts and cultural events should not be subject to political interference," Kaohsiung Mayor Chen Chi-mai said on social media on December 1st. He highlighted that such events could also boost the local economy and tourism, ultimately benefiting residents, particularly those working in service industries. "We will continue to work hard to bring citizens a better life," he said.